Florida's Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, has given the city of St. Petersburg until July to put a deed restriction on the Tropicana Field site. Some people have concerns about whether that means that the site could not be redeveloped as hoped by the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team as part of their plan to have the city and county build them a new waterfront stadium. The DEP's most recent letter, dated May 8th, gives the city a 60-day deadline to execute a deed restriction for remaining contaminated soils on the site. Carl Nurse is the newest member of the St. Petersburg City Council. He said that he heard about the DEP letters a week ago.
The letters appear to me to be pretty straightforward. The DEP says, you know, we have to put a deed restriction on the area that, you know, that has contamination issues. And that they asked last year, I think it was last July, for that deed restriction. And then the new letter that came out about 2 weeks ago gave us 60 days to do this. And I know some people have said it's voluntary, but that's not the way the letter reads.
Jim Dixon is an attorney partner with Rudin McCloskey. He's also an adjunct professor at the Stetson University College of Law, where he teaches a course on environmental regulation of real property. Dixon said there is not enough information in the two DEP letters to tell what the city and DEP had agreed to in their consent decree. It's common, Dixon said, for a regulatory agency to say a property does not need to be cleaned further if a cap, like a parking lot, has been put over the contaminated property.
For instance, if you have some soils, and you're going to say, all right, we're going to use the industrial standard, and we're going to cover it up so nobody can come in contact with us, they may say, fine, we'll accept that, but we want some kind of a guarantee that it will not be disturbed in the future. That's what we're talking about when we use the word deed restriction or constitutional control. Because if the state says, fine, you don't have to do anything more, and the next month you go and tear up your parking lot and start putting children's playgrounds in it, you certainly haven't served the intent of what the agency wanted.
A DEP spokesperson, Pamela Vasquez, told WMNF that their waste cleanup staff members were not available for comment. The letters were addressed to the city's engineering department and were copied to engineering director Tom Gibson. Gibson said a deed restriction wouldn't prevent future development of the property, and the city was considering whether they would respond to the DEP within the 60-day deadline.
A deed restriction is part of a closure process, and the city is considering that deed restriction. It's an option the DEP has proposed for approval of site closure, and it's under consideration.
WMNF attempted to speak with Mike Connors, the city's internal services administrator, but he was not in the office on Friday. Earlier this week, Connors told the St. Petersburg Times, "We are not interested in pursuing something that appears to be voluntary on our part," in reference to the DEP's request for a deed restriction on the Tropicana Field site. Jeff Danner is the vice chair of the St. Petersburg City Council. He said the city's legal staff told him the reason the DEP wants a deed restriction is so that a future landowner would know about the site's contamination. WMNF asked Danner how the letters from the DEP might affect the Rays proposal.
I don't think it will. I mean, certainly the developers that are in negotiation with the staff now are well aware of the environmental conditions, and you know, our staff, as well as I assume if a single developer is picked, will start determining costs for further cleanup and what will be required for the redevelopment. I say the deed restriction, it's my understanding, was just put on there to notify a future owner that there was contamination, and certainly everyone in the county knows there's contamination on that site.
St. Petersburg City Council member Herb Polson said city staff did not tell the council about the letters from the DEP.
I've asked the staff to kind of brief me on these letters and tell me what this is all about, because they did not tell us that these existed. We found this out through other sources. It wasn't through the city organization. Kind of an embarrassing situation for me, at least as an elected official, to have not been told by our city staff. We found out about it from the newspaper, to be honest with you, and some people testifying last week at the public hearing.
St. Petersburg City Council member Carl Nurse said he assumes that city residents would have to pay additional costs for the cleanup of the Tropicana Field site. Additional environmental monitoring wells are needed at the site, Nurse said, because banks will not finance sale of land until they have a clean environmental audit.
It certainly has the potential of holding up the sale of the existing site. I suppose it's possible you could continue building. You know, you could start on the new site before you had this wrapped up. But you have to remember that you know, part of the revenue that's supposed to, you know, supposed to help pay for the new site is the sale and redevelopment of the old one. So, you know, your risk goes up if you get started on the new one before you've wrapped up the old one, because a sale is not a sale until the check, you know, crosses the table.
Neil Allen is a steering committee member of Preserve Our Wallets and Waterfronts, or POW, a group opposed to the construction of the new baseball stadium. He said that the west side of the Tropicana field site has never been tested for contamination. Neil agrees that if the proposed sale to developers is completed, city residents will most likely get stuck with the bill for cleanup.
People's attentions are turning back towards the fact that there is still a coal tar layer 13 feet below the surface. And if this site is to be developed to a residential standard, which is typically from 5 to 10 times more stringent in the requirements to mitigate than is the current commercial industrial use, there are concerns as far as the cost. Last time, the estimates were about $60,000 to $70,000 to mitigate the site, and the city so far has spent about $5.2 million.
The Rays have requested that the city put a referendum on November's ballot to allow a new stadium to be built on the waterfront site of Al Lang Field. In their meeting on Thursday, the St. Petersburg City Council will vote whether to move forward with that referendum process and vote on a memorandum of understanding for the potential redevelopment of the Tropicana Field site. You can read the DEP's letters to the City of St. Petersburg on our website at WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, with assistance from Kamala Chetty, I'm Sean Canaan.